This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to open this up with the professor from studentofthegun.com, that being Paul Markle. What's the weather like in the beautiful downtown
Utah? Up here in the mountains?
Yeah.
Up in the mountains?
Yeah.
We still got snow on the ground. We probably got it dipped last night. We were getting up into the low 40s, you know, in the daytime, 20s at night. And then last night it dropped into the low teens. I think it was 11 degrees when I woke up this morning.
I want everybody to know that in my efforts to be like my hero, Paul Markle, I've been running all over town trying to find the right thing to play vinyl records with.
And you found it.
I did find it. I did find it. And it plays great. And, I mean, I'm very pleased with it. And I found Led Zeppelin Physical Graffiti today.
Nice.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm having a good time with that. But anyway, that's just enough. But I wanted to ask you something else. When you're doing the podcast, the radio shows, whenever you're doing the stuff that you do, do your headphones creak in your head, and are you like me, just absolutely terrorized, thinking, this is going out of the air, and this sounds very Bush League?
No, that has happened. Like, back, the ones I have right now, I couldn't tell you what they are.
Right.
But they're actually really good, and I'm very, very pleased with them.
Well, I'm using Sony's. I don't know what model number are. Hang on a minute. I got another pair right here. What are these things? These are the MDR 7506s, which I see lots and lots of people using. Of course, you probably, do you use, what do you use?
I can't tell you off the top of my head what they are. We've gone through, obviously, I mean, over the last, 10, 11, 12 years or more, we've gone through lots of different headphones. But, and that's something that you, when you start out, of course, you know, you've been doing this a long time. I've been doing this for, you know, better than a decade, going back to like, you know, 13. We started doing the, you know, it's funny, Bill, is when you've done, commercials, like you've had to read, do like 1 minute commercials and stuff to go into the studio.
Right.
Yeah. I remember this is when we had the TV show back before the radio show and I needed a voiceover, some commercial spots. So we went into, a sound studio. And they put the headphones on me because I was in the booth and, you know, the engineer was out at the table. And he's like, okay. And, you know, that's weird because your voice comes through the one ear and the engineer's voice comes through the other ear, but they're not identical.
No.
That was my first experience of listening to my own voice and then in one ear and listening to the studio engineer in the other ear.
I will not do that. I will not do that. Yeah. I cannot. I would never be a drummer. I could never be a drummer. I can't divide my brain up enough to handle the and to stay on top of all of these separate tasks that I'm expected to do all simultaneously and make them all work. I can't do it.
Yeah, and that's when I gained a real true appreciation for people that do on the that do spot on voice work. Because when it needs to be 1 minute, that's what it needs to be, you know. You might be able to skirt 59 seconds, 58, but it can't be 105.
Well, you know.
It can't be 108.
You know, Alan Gottlieb was the guy that discovered Art Bell. He was Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM. He was his manager for years. And one of the things that the advertisers loved about Art Bell was that Art Bell, without a clock, could do it exactly 60 seconds.
Boom. Yeah. I'm pretty good about that now. You know, you get that rhythm. You know, you get that rhythm, and you're like, boop, boop, boop. Like, that's the thing with the shorts, these video shorts, whether it's for the Instagram or YouTube or whatever.
Right.
You know, Zach will get it. He'll break the camera out, and he's like, okay, Dad, I need you to give me a video short on Derp, right? And he'll say, go. And I'll give it to him, and I'll stop, and I'll do the freeze stare at the camera. And he'll say, oh, that was 59 seconds. I was like, you're darn right it was.
with the morning, and I got something to tell you about the morning job. You're going to get a kick out of this one. With the morning job, we don't have a hard clock. So because we don't have a hard clock, nice. They don't care. If I do it for a minute, I have to do it at least for a minute. But if I run over, that's okay, because everything is flexible. Since they are the ones generating most of the news, they will chop into the news and they'll chop into local weather. So as long as, you know, for me, I don't have to, because it's never taken off of this. Like right now, a 60-second read would start right now, which is 6:08 and 15 seconds. And if I don't know that when I started, I don't know where to stop. So, you know, it's just
a little inside baseball. Thing.
Yeah. You want some more inside baseball?
Yeah, sure. You want some? What's going on?
Okay. My morning radio show is owned by a company called Odyssey. Odyssey is the second largest radio corporation in the United States today. They own 220 radio stations with I don't know how many shows. And when we say radio stations, you can think there's probably at least six individual stations within that those radio entities. So six times 220. So you're talking sports talk and music and classic rock and easy listening and, of course, news talk. Well, the precursor to Odyssey bought CBS Radio. And when they bought CBS Radio, they also bought CBS Radio's debt, and they could not manage it enough to get things turned around in time, so they had to go into bankruptcy. Last week, 40% of the debt was bought by the Soros Fund Management Group.
Oh. Well, nice knowing you.
We're not going to go anywhere. The Soros Fund Management Group is the hedge fund that manages all of the stuff that they all of the retirement accounts they use, and everybody else that bought debt also did it because of how much money the stations actually make, and you know, but it was enough to pay all the bills and to have some money left over, but not a couple of billion dollars. And the reason they bought it was because it was 50 cents on the dollar, so they got a good deal. And we're not expecting any sort of editorial interference as it goes, but if it does happen, we'll see. But I don't, it was written about in Red State where they're like, this is apparently where Soros is going to come in and change the whole dynamic leading up to the election. It's almost March, dude. I don't think he can get that done. Plus, I'm sure J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs and all the other guys have also bought the rest of the debt that have a fiduciary duty to make money for their stockholders. They would have something to say if he decided to crash things.
Yeah.
So. But I found that quite amusing when they were telling all the salt guys, and I was watching on the video. They were a lot of big gulping going on at that moment. I think it actually shows that even these leftists actually understand they got to make some money here and there. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We're definitely going to see. We're definitely going to see. So that was a little inside baseball for you guys. It was worth exactly what you just paid for it. Now we're going to get into the stuff. And here's the premise I want you to think about as we come into the next little segment here, sir. Tomorrow, I'm going to be doing an experiment to try to decide which is better as a gun to carry into the woods, my Glock 10mm or my Ruger Super Black Hawk 44 Magnum.
You
chew over that. Paul, run studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Paul Markle. You don't understand. Things go really sideways. I'm moving out to Utah.
Hey, you know, yeah. Wyoming, Utah, certain parts of Idaho. Yeah.
Well, I looked up the return address on the book you sent me today that we're not going to talk about just yet. But I know where you live, so I'll be living. I'll be living at Shea Markle if things go sideways. So just pray with me that things don't go sideways, because that's a long move for me to make. When we left, I was talking about which would be a better gun to carry into the wilderness, and let's talk about the different aspects of going into the wilderness. There's hiking, there's camping, and there's hunting. And I'm not aware of anything else that goes along with fishing, possibly fishing and hunting, which would be the same.
Fly fishing.
Yeah. So there's different reasons to go into the wilderness. My first thought is, if I ever go into the wilderness again, I'm not going to be going alone. So that's item number one. But even not going alone with certain activities, you may be susceptible to certain things. So my question I have for a sidearm to carry is, which would be better? The Glock 10 millimeter, which is an excellent gun. It is superior in just about every way, but, you know, how much superiority do I need in these instances versus the Super Blackhawk single action cowboy looking 44 Magnum? And I just want to know your thoughts on that. What do you think?
Well, my first thought would be get your postal scale out and load up both guns the way that they're going to be,
right,
and set them on that postal scale, and then compare the weight of them. And now the 10 mil obviously is going to tip the scale on the round count. I think that if memory serves, that mag is a 15 round mag, and it's you're using the full size one, right?
Yes, sir.
20.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I believe that's a 15 plus one going right there. And is your Red Hawk a 4 or 5 or 6?
5.5 inch barrel.
What's the cylinder? Is it cylinder 6?
Yes.
So it's a big, beefy cylinder.
Yeah.
That's a lot of steel. Even fully loaded, I'm thinking the Glock will probably come in a couple of ounces less, even with 16 rounds in it.
Yeah.
Now, the nod for the sledgehammer is going to go to the 44 mag. But not by a lot, but by a bit. But then you also have to say, you know, we go to the woods, especially in the 21st century, we're not just worried about bears and bobcats and mountain lions.
Right.
We're worried about two-legged predators, too.
Yes.
That's because, unfortunately, the sad reality is a lot of two-legged predators feel like they can get away with things in the woods because, well, you can't call 911, and if you could, nobody's showing up for an hour. So it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, here recently in Pisgah National Forest, within the last decade or so, they had a serial killer operating in there.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's not cool. That's not cool. But, obviously, the operating systems are completely different. The one is basically plug and play, point click interface, and then the Super Blackhawk is going to be obviously a different cat altogether. So, did you get your new grips on it?
I did. That was, at first it looked like it was going to be quite the chore. Then I actually watched a video from Hogue doing it. And it actually went quite easily. But that was the first thing I did was change the grip profile, because the standard grip profile as it comes from Ruger means you're going to be busting your knuckles when you pull the trigger on it.
Oh, yeah, the middle finger knuckle. Wacko. Yeah,
the Glock, the one that's normally the Glock knuckle. First time I pulled the trigger on it, I broke the skin on the Glock knuckle. All those calloused Glock rounds that I fired broke the skin on that one. So, But then again, after I pulled the trigger on it a few times, because here's the thing, and this is the thing that you told me, if I'm going to carry it, I got to train with it, I got to practice with it, and we're talking about manually manipulating a hammer, which is something I have to do. That's one of the things I got to do to train with it. So that's one of the reasons I changed the grip on it so that I can train with it, so I can go out there and get some reps on it. And I certainly can't train with it, like I say, like with my Glock 9mm. And I'm not going to train too much with the Glock 10mm either, just because that ammo was very, very expensive as well. Even the junk is expensive junk. So, So What do you think of that dilemma? It's not really a dilemma. It's actually sort of a fun project to me.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, if you were to talk to Elmer Keith, he'd be like, just get some trigger time in and you'll be fine. Because, you know, Keith was loading he was loading 44 special, super hot, and shooting it out of a single action revolver.
Right.
You know, the reason that Keith went with the 44 instead of the 45 Colt, which is available at the time, was because, you know, for apples to apples, comparing the size, the case walls or the cylinder was a lot thicker with the 44, which is actually a 429, you know, not actually 0.44, but then the 45 ACP would be, and he loaded that stuff up hot,
right?
Hotter than most reloaders or reloading manuals would suggest that you do, which is, you know, how they ended up with the 44 Magnum. And the whole purpose, you know, the 44 Magnum came about because Keith was up in Idaho and Montana, and, you know, out in the Rocky Mountains, and he was guiding people fly fishing and hunting, guiding and so forth. That he needed something that he could carry on his body, that if a grizzly decided to come down to the riverbank and, you know, have a fly fisherman for dinner,
right,
he needed to make him go away. And he needed him to notice. He needed that bear to notice that he was being shot. And that's why he was, you know, did what he did. And of course, you know, the rest is history between Remington and Smith and Wesson and getting together and coming up with what they did. So, yeah, it's a good dilemma to have. And then the other thing to ask yourself is, you know, if you were going to go to the woods, and you're going to put on a backpack or whatever, where are you going to put the gun? You know, a lot of guys in waders are like, well, a hip holster is absolutely out of the question,
right?
Because, you know, my waders are up to my armpit.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. We're about to run out of time in this segment, but we'll talk about that in the next segment just because we didn't get to it. And I want to talk about the various strengths and weaknesses of these two, if you would be kind enough to humor me on that one. If you're interested in what Paul does, if you're interested in the books that Paul writes, if you're interested in the classes you can take, you need to go to studentofthegun.com. He's been doing some Student of the Gun University classes here lately in the snow. He trains no matter what. If he sets up to train, he's going to be training with you in that bad weather because, you know, that kind of an instance, it does not have any sort of limit on how much misery it might inflict upon you. He trains with you on that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Over the weekend, thousands gathered at a Texas megachurch for the first Sunday services following a shooting incident where a woman fired a rifle in the sanctuary. Pastor Joel Osteen presented it as a special service focused on healing. The shooter, who had a documented history of mental illness, was killed. Her 7-year-old son remains in critical condition. The U.S. conducted strikes against Houthi anti-ship cruise missiles and vessels on Saturday, including an unmanned underwater vessel the Iranian-backed rebel group has used. 5 strikes in total were conducted against 3 anti-ship cruise missiles, 1 unmanned underwater vessel, and 1 unmanned surface vessel. Parts of California are under evacuation warnings due to heavy rain. The Weather Prediction Center has issued an excessive rain outlook for most of the state through Tuesday as another atmospheric river approaches from the coast. Much of California remains saturated from a recent powerful storm. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Paul Markle. Is that a white Lexington and Concord?
Yes, that is my Lexington and Concord rifle, all done up in white snow camo, and it's removable. You want me to tell you the secret?
Tell me the secret.
The secret is you just go to the ranch store, and they have vet wrap, which is basically Coban.
Right.
And you buy white vet wrap, and it sticks to itself, and it has a little bit of sticky, cushiony, and you just rippity wrap that thing up, and it works like a charm. And then when there's not snowing anymore, you just take it off.
You know, I've never
cost you all of $3.
When I was in the military, in all the snow of Europe, we never, ever, ever used snowshoes.
Really? Oh yeah. Man, they're mandatory out here, brother.
Yeah. And is that red smoke in the snow against all the white out that you got on with you there? The white,
wow, that's actually green smoke.
Green. Well, I'm colorblind after all. I can't really tell.
It's funny that you said that because I was actually, that was 2 days ago, I was snowshoeing out in the woods. And I tested out both green and red smoke.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
back to the dilemma we have now. One thing you pointed out.
Yeah,
How to carry it. Well, you know, the only way I've got to carry the 44 at the moment is a crossbody holster that my people at DeSantis sent me.
Gotcha.
Which is not a bad way to carry a gun unless you're wearing a backpack with a belt on it. Right?
Mm.
And I'm thinking...
Yeah, is it like right underneath your armpit?
No. It's on the belt.
Fit right in the chest.
It's on the belt.
Oh, a crossbody. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Now,
cross draw is what I should say.
A cross draw.
Wrong terminology. Although I do think a chest rig would address the issue you were talking about with the backpack and all the other stuff. Would you concur?
Yeah. You've got your waiter situation, you've got your backpack situation, you've got your And then also, let's say you're going to be, if you're people who like to use ATVs or UTVs or all these different vehicles,
right?
Getting in and out of those, some of them are not conducive to belt holsters at all. I know, like the Razors have bucket seats.
Right.
And a friend of mine had a Razor. He's like, oh, let's go out in the Razor. And I was wearing, you know, my normal gear. And I get in there and I realize that the bucket seat's pushing the gun into me. You know, situations like that. So if you're going to go, it's not a perfect solution, but if you're going to be out in the woods, if you're going to be like it's the fly fishing or the rocking, or if you're going to backpack on or whatever, there's a lot of companies right now that are making chest rigs. You know, a chest holster that has, you know, essentially 2-3 straps. It's like a 3-point strap, and it just sits high up on your chest so you can get it without having to worry about your gear, you know, covering it up. And a lot of the guys that fly fish up here, they'll do that because, like we said, you know, if you're standing up to your waist in waders and your waders go up to your armpits, that's, you're not going to wear a gun on your belt.
No.
And you don't want to worry about it being submerged either. So that's right where that's a good place for it to be.
Well, here, and let's talk about the reasons you might would need a gun. With, like, here in the Southeast, we only have black bears. Mm-hmm. But if a black bear attacks you, they're being predatory. They're going to try to eat you. They're not just going to attack you and rough you up. So,
No, it's interesting. You know, people say, well, it's only a black bear. But if you look, if you do your research, there are more black bear attacks in North America every year than brown bear and attacks. And brown and polar,
right,
combined.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's far more. There was a situation a few years ago where a woman, her like 2 or 3 year old baby was carried off by a bear in Smoky Mountain National Forest. You know, that's not out west, that's in the east.
Right.
And the bear killed the baby. You know, so stuff like that happens. Black bears do attack, you know, regardless of what the Bambi police and the, you know, the granola eaters are like, oh, bears are just curious. A black bear would never attack you.
The whole Yogi Bear thing.
Okay. That's,
Dean Weingarten talks that about. But here's the thing. Like here in the Southeast, in North Carolina, which Asheville, North Carolina is about 70 miles from my location. Asheville, which is it's a bunch of little outcrops of civilization dropped in the middle of the wilderness. And here recently, because they've been doing that, like, you know, some kid will be taking out the garbage at the local fast food restaurant, and he gets attacked by a black bear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming a little more prominent nowadays, and that's the first thing I think about, because this is probably where most of this would occur. So with the choice of the two calibers I was going to consider, that's what I'm thinking. What will stop these with one or two decent shots? And who makes ammo that would work with this to stop a bear? Which I'm always looking for ammo that would stop a brown bear or a Kodiak or a big grizzly.
Well, that's easy. The answer to that is Black Hills.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
And, you know, they want, and, well, the with the bears, I believe what Keith was using was hard cast lead balls.
Right, right.
Because he wanted it to go in, and he wanted it to reach deep down.
Right.
He didn't want
expansion.
It to break apart on the surface,
right.
You know, because there's a lot of tissue, there's a lot of fat, you know, that it needs to get through to get in and do damage.
Both the hard cast for 10mm and .44 will punch a nice, neat little hole in a grizzly bear skull. So those work really, really well. But this is where my dilemma, and it's not really a dilemma. This is my early days of shooting a gun were with a single-action Blackhawk for about 3 years. It was a single-action 357, old three-screw Super
Blackhawk.
And I could shoot that like nobody's business when I picked this thing up. I've only shot it 18 times, and I've got 18 bullseyes with it, straight out of the box. So in terms of me pulling the gun up and sticking it out there if something's coming at me, now there's a whole lot of difference between aiming at a stationary target downrange in an indoor range versus a bear coming at me with a head about the size of a Volkswagen coming at me at, what, 25, 30 miles an hour?
Yeah.
They're moving pretty hard, so... That's, you know, I look at that, and first, you know, with the Magnum, I know I'm going to be more accurate with the first shot, at the very least. With the 10 millimeter, though, I've got 15 shots real close together that I, you know, I haven't done it with any really, really hot loads. I haven't tried it with any really hot loads, but I can have three or four pieces of brass in the air at one time if I need to, hitting something about the size of a pie plate, if I need to do that. So, once again, it's not really a dilemma. It's going to be fun to do it and all this other stuff. But, you know, in both cases, you know, my primary thing that I'm thinking is I'm trying to prepare for the biggest predator I may face, but I want it to work with the two-legged type as well.
Oh, yeah.
You were just talking, you just mentioned that, so... That's, and it's not really a dilemma. I think I know which way I go with it. I mean, I'm probably going to go with a 10.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I probably would too. And just, you know, from a complete practicality standpoint, the Glock pistols are weatherproof.
Yeah.
You know, the polymer's not going to, it's not going to swell. It's not going to shrink in the heat. It's not going to swell in the heat. You know, or shrink in the cold, swell in the heat. It's, you know, the factory finish on Glock slides is, it's called Tenifer, and it's tough. I mean, it's crazy tough.
Hang on for me one more time. We're coming up on the last break.
Well there you go.
Fast hour. Talking to Paul Markle. If you're interested in if you want to train with Paul, go check out Student of the Gun University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun, the professor. I've been talking about what to carry out in the woods. What kind of big predators do you have in Utah?
We have in the northern part. It depends on which part of the mountains you get into. There aren't any browns near me that I'm aware of. Of course, you know how bears are. They like to go wherever they feel like going.
Sure.
The closest ones really are around, you know, Jackson, up around the big park up there. Thanks to Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, thanks to the liberal imbeciles in Colorado, they decided that there weren't enough predators, so they're going to release wolves. Only in certain counties. Because only in certain counties, and they'll stay there. If you had a minor in animal biology or whatever, wolves will travel up to 50 miles or more, sometimes up to 100 in search of prey or following herds or whatever. So there's a very real wolf problem now. In Colorado, Wyoming, and where I'm at right now, I'm at basically the confluence of the states of Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah, right where they meet. And we've got obviously black bear. Do you have puma down there?
They say that we don't.
You do.
They say that we don't, but then they say we don't, but then, you know, you'll be like, there'll be this guy with a trail camera looked up and there'll be a mountain lion looking at it like, what's in here? And it'll be in South Carolina. It'll be like, that's not really a mountain lion. There's no mountain lions.
So what is it?
When I was still in the delivery business, I was always up at O-Dark 30, and I was driving down this country road one day, and one crossed right in front of me. And I was in this delivery truck that had open doors on both sides, like those box trucks. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, I'm glad I went by there doing about 50, because if he'd jumped in, he would have had me. Of course, he didn't. He wasn't looking up at me and calculating how to get me. And I had a gun on me, and I had it in my hand after I passed him, just on the off chance that I broke down in the next mile or so.
Yeah, we've got mountain lions up here too. The mountain lions—they run the rivers. You know, they'll run up and down the riverbanks. A lot of the fishermen, the guys who float, like on the Platte River,
right?
They'll see them. While they're floating, because obviously the deer have to come to the river to drink, and so if you're a mountain lion and you want to eat a deer, you just hang out there. Eventually a deer will show up and you can kill it. So, you know, we've got that. I jumped a wolf. You know, it's funny how you say they say there aren't any, but you see them with your own eyes. I was two summers ago, I was out in the BLM shooting prairie dogs, and we kicked up a wolf. It's kind of amazed because at first I was like, oh, it's got to be a coyote, but it was like, if that's a coyote, that's the biggest coyote I've ever seen in my life. And it was like chocolate brown color. Coyotes are not chocolate brown. And I thought, okay, I don't want to be that crazy guy that goes into the gun store and says, hey, I saw a wolf. You know, people are like, sure you did there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But I went in and I said, this doesn't sound crazy. And they're like, oh no, you're the third person to come in here and say that they've seen a wolf out there. I was like, oh. But according to Fish and Game, there were no wolves in that county. I was like, okay. Well, Fish and Game needs to update their stats because I know there was. And actually, I was with Jared, my oldest son. We both thought, we were like, holy crap.
Right.
And it ran fast away from where we were.
Right.
It did not stick around where we were. Yeah. And then I asked the game warden. I said, "All right." I said, "Story with wolves." And he goes, "Well, they're federally protected in certain areas and like the national parks and so forth." I said, "He said, but they're not technically in this county." I was like, "Okay." So then if I technically shot it, then it technically wouldn't have been a wolf, right?
Yeah. So that's the thing here, you know, in South Carolina, they're like, well, it's illegal to shoot mountain lions. And I was like, well, if I shoot one, how would you know? Cause we don't have any here in South Carolina. You just told me that.
Well, and also, you know, most of the ranches butt up against BLM land.
Right.
Because, you know, you just move your herds around. You move your herds around, and you move them onto BLM. And the cardinal rule in Wyoming is any animal, any predatory animal, doesn't matter what it is, if it's harassing livestock, it goes bye-bye. And that's just the end of that story.
Right.
So wolves, coyotes, you know, bears, whatever, if it's harassing livestock, then we don't play around with that. Because that's worth too much money.
Well, we don't have enough time to cover everything I wanted to cover. I guess the biggest thing, you think, between 10 millimeter and 44 Magnum, which way do you go?
I would lean towards a 10 just because I would feel 100% confident with it.
Well, I mean, it's, reloading wise, if you have to reload it, which I don't know how often you would have to reload it, and I don't know how many chances you would get to reload it in a altercation with a bear. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be faster, so that's one plus.
Well, you know, that's the thing is, if you fire three and you have rounds left over, it's still a win.
Yeah.
You know, if you fire six and have rounds left over, it's still a win.
Yep. Yeah. So that would be my main thing. That's the main thing that I'd be sitting there thinking to myself is that I need something that I can pull out really quick and get a bunch of shots off in case I miss, because I'm going to presume that I'm going to be having an adrenaline dump when something the size of a small VW is coming my way fast.
Well, I tell you what, I'll be curious. You can report back to me next week when we talk. Take those guns and put them on your shipping scale, your postal scale, and I'd be curious to see what the comparative weights are.
Wait, loaded?
Yeah, loaded, ready to go.
Okay. I can do
like that. That's, on your body.
That's easy. That's easy to do. I'll do that tonight just so I can shoot the video of it because I always like to shoot a bunch of stuff. I have so much. It's ridiculous how much junk I shoot when I'm shooting a video. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You got grandkids there, yeah?
Yep, sure do. Got grandbabies just arrived.
So that's one reason we're convening as we do and getting this put away so that we have it. But all that stuff considered, all these things considered. So I got probably the nicest holster I've ever gotten to carry a Glock in today.
Oh, yeah?
DeSantis sent me a little care package I told you about, the one that I got for the 44. They sent me a leather holster with a optics cut into the holster with a flashlight. You know, with the wow. flashlight mold on it. So it's set up for my Glock 17 with my TLR-1 on it, and it rides really high and really close. And I'm going to try it out because, I mean, if I can carry that size of a gun with me, and I know it's going to be heavier and everything, and I'll probably default to the 45 all the time. But if I, you know, I haven't tried to, you know, it's been a while since I sat around and tried to carry a leather holster as my primary carry holster.
Me as well, brother. I mean, the one I have on my body right now is a hybrid. It's got the Kydex shell with the leather backing.
Right.
But it's been a long time since I've worn a full straight up cowhide. So it'll be interesting.
Yes, this is quite the nice holster. Got. I knew they were doing this. And since they're one of my sponsors, I'd rather run their holster than I've got the Kydex end of it covered. Now I've got the leather end of it covered, and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy a nice leather holster if I can, just because it makes me feel older, like I need that. Listen, thanks very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Student,
I would love to train your listeners.
I would love for you to train them. We'll have to cover that next time. We didn't do very much selling. SOTGU. Student of the Gun University. Check it out, studentofthegun.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and Kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Come.